Here we are sitting on the bleachers. Probably the last time we'll be doing that, isn't it?
Yes, it will be the last time we're doing that. Well, I'll probably get by here this next week and do it. But, yeah, we're scheduled for demolition on August 12th. If the team would make a playoff run, we would probably postpone it. But they're in a pretty tough position right now, yeah. So most likely August 12th.
Coming up now, you've been looking forward to this for a long time. It's the renovation of Athletic Park. Where do you start?
Well, I've been looking forward to it, but it's also scary because we got a lot of work to do. It's going to be a busy winter, probably the busiest off season that the Woodchuck staff has ever experienced, with a lot of architectural meetings and construction meetings and everything like that. So right now we just start by moving out, getting all of our stuff out of here, and getting ready for the demolition crew to come in.
Now, you have several things here, from merchandise material to the things you use day-to-day during ball games. That's a lot of moving, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll take us a week. That's what we schedule for, and we want to make sure that we, you know, not just get stuff out of here, but we know where we want to go with it and put it away. Yeah. So.
Now, while the ballpark is under renovation, there's still business operations for the Woodchucks. Where are you going to base that?
We have an office downtown. We're in the Washington Square on the third floor, and we still have to, you know, there's lots of other aspects to running a baseball team other than building a stadium, and so the winter will be spent with, signing, contracts for advertising and promotional stuff, recruiting ball players, and getting this next year's team back together. That starts right away, believe it or not. So we're going to be pretty busy, and it doesn't even in December. You know, when nobody's thinking about baseball, we're thinking about baseball, and we're working away at it.
So even now, your scouting people have been out there looking at next year's prospects.
We've already started talking to coaches, and we will probably, sign a bunch of ball players to play for us next summer in September and October, believe it or not. Yeah, the college coaches know what their incoming freshman class looks like. They have an idea who will get playing time and who will not get playing time and who would benefit from a season in the Northwoods League. And so they're already calling us, getting players in front of us for the next season.
As you get ready for the demolition and the eventual rebuilding of all of this, you mentioned it's a little bit scary.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary because the response from the community has been very, very positive. Their people are excited about the stadium, and the architectural drawings that we have seen of the new stadium look wonderful. But now we got to make it work. And so it's time to deliver. And so there's a lot of work to be done over the next, 6 months to kind of pull it together. But it's going to be exciting and challenging, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But we got a lot of work to do. And I know the people in the community have high expectations for what it's going to look like, and we want to deliver it and on those expectations.
The people will be watching from the outside in. They'll see, I'm sure, some construction equipment, some demolition going on. What should they watch for as your people make progress here?
What they'll see is they'll first off see everything go down, and it's going to look weird because all you're going to have left is that historic wall, and that'll be kind of an odd sight. And then things will start going up, and as they go up, they're going to go higher and higher and higher, and it's going to be about 10 feet higher than we are right now in the current grandstand. The other thing which they won't be able to see from the outside is what's going on inside, and the new grandstand will be getting closer to home plate. The front row seats are going to be 37 feet from home plate. So you're going to be very close to the action, and the people sitting in those seats will hear all the banter and chatter, arguments and whatnot, and so they'll see that. The grandstand will be the focus because the street and the parking area, the area that's going to be the park, is going to be needed as a staging area for the development of the grandstand. And then in the spring, with the thaw, that's when they're going to get into the park and go to work. And the Parks Department is busy. They'll be able to do some work in the fall, but a lot of their work is going to need to be done in the spring. And that's going to be sort of the last mad rush will be out there in the neighborhood park. They're going to have to wait to the end for that.
We're going to see something out here all winter with construction, or just until it gets really cold and then put it off till spring?
Well, the major cost in doing this, and it's the big part of it, is concrete. It's a lot of concrete, believe it or not. And that really needs to be kind of done, hopefully, before the 1st of December. And so they'll see a lot of the concrete work will be done. But, no, there'll be work all winter. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that on those 20 below zero wind chill days that they're working out here. I think they might try to find cover and work on the, you know, like inside stuff at that point in time. But, yeah, it's going to be going all winter. That it should be a full employment project.
Anything you want to add today?
It's been a great season. I mean, I really thank the fans for turning out today. It was really kind of heartwarming to see them come out and say goodbye, although they're not really saying goodbye, but to kind of sign off on the old grandstand and see the new stuff come in. We had a lot of fun. The garage sale, the rummage sale was a huge success. People really liked kind of bargaining for all the stuff that was down in our stories room, and the team put on a great show. It was a really fun game to watch, you know, with a walk off win like that. So it was a great day. It was why I do this. And I enjoy that. It's a beautiful night too. Weather is perfect. Sunset's beautiful. You can't really ask for much more than this.
It was one of those nail biter games with a perfect finish.
Yes, it was. And I love those games. It's it keeps the fans here at the end, and they really did stick around to the very end and enjoyed the whole thing.